Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The biggest breaking news stories. An outspoken opinion. The Breakfast Briefing with Julia Hartley-Brewer on Talk Radio.
Good morning to you. This is Talk Breakfast with me, Julia Hartley-Brewer. It's 6:48. Let's look at all the front pages with Emma Revel, who's a political commentator. The Times have a story which we're going to be talking about later. Legal wrangle looms over Johnson's WhatsApp chats. This is the COVID inquiry. The chair, Baroness Hallett, appointed by the Prime Minister, appointed by then Boris Johnson, basically saying, we want to see all those WhatsApps. You saw what was in Matt Hancock's WhatsApps. We want to know what the decision-making process was during the pandemic to go into lockdowns, all the different rules, and to come out of lockdowns. Completely reasonable, given that pretty much all government policy was made on WhatsApp and not in official minuted meetings. But basically, the Cabinet Office saying, no, you can't have them. Deadline, 4 o'clock today. Boris Johnson in particular saying, you can't have all my diaries, you can't have everything. It's all going to end up leaking. He's already been reported to the police over Partygate from what was in his diaries. Whose side are you on this?
Well, I think given that we know for a fact so much government business even now is conducted over WhatsApp, it's a perfectly reasonable request, actually. And you probably won't get the full picture of the conversations that senior government officials were having with the Prime Minister unless you have the WhatsApps.
And we learned so much from, and we're going to talk to Isabel Oakeshott a little bit later, our international editor at Talk TV, who broke that story. The thing that emerged there was that they weren't following the science. Most decisions that were made about us not being allowed to have basic liberties were made on the hoof for political reasons, for ego, to stop a bad headline or two, because of the opinion polls said they weren't based on new data or new science at all. And that, I think we've got a right to know that, don't we? Seems to me, if you were writing stuff that you shouldn't have written in WhatsApps, then maybe you've got something to blame. But well, then maybe you shouldn't have done what you did.
Yeah, if you can't trust the inquiry not to eliminate irrelevant messages, which Boris Johnson's right, you probably can't. Historically, we know these things leak. They always do. They'll end up in the papers. Mm. But that doesn't mean that we can't have a full inquiry without knowing the conversations the Prime Minister was having.
I'm really encouraged by this. But I do wonder also just how much work that is going to be to go through everything. I mean, bearing in mind that, Isabel Oakeshott and the Devil have only had one person's messages, so you couldn't necessarily piece together entire chains and things. At 4 o'clock today is the deadline, and then they're going to go into legal dispute. But is a government being in legal dispute over what to hand over to its own inquiry? I don't think the government's going to win this one. And I'm all in favour of people being allowed to have private conversations and be able to get, Prime Minister should be able to get private advice and honest advice and have honest conversations. But you know what? Their right to privacy on this issue, once they decided who we could have in our homes, who we could hug and all that, once they invaded our privacy there, I'm sorry, you no longer have that privacy. And I think people talk about the damage to government in the future. The damage that has been done by lockdown policies made in such a haphazard way, I think that damage is so much greater that this is worth it.
Well, I think as well, if these conversations, if they were just firing emails back and forth, it would be fine. You just hand them over completely. It's the fact that it's on WhatsApp and that there's the overlap between government business and personal business on WhatsApp. That's the problem.
Well, tough is what I say to that. Also, good news here, adding dark chocolate to a bad diet can be good for memory. Brilliant. More McDonald's and a bit of Bourneville afterwards. Sorted. I'm healthy. The Sun, not surprisingly, shock new claims. Phil's secret tryst at TV studio flat. This is Philip Schofield, had tryst with his toy boy lover at a £1 million flat next to the TV studios. And they would sneak the subordinate into the pad in a building at the ITV studio complex. This is what Eamon Holmes, his former colleague, calls Playtime Thursdays. Lovely. Daily Mail also got Schofield is a delusional liar, Eamon Holmes letting fly, but also their main headline, Fury at Starmer's £1.5 million from Just Stop Oil donor. This is Dale Vince, Ecotricity boss. We've spoken to him many times on the show. Now, this is classic, isn't it? So we've got Labour with their net zero pledge going even madder and crazier than the Conservatives. They want to stop all new North Sea oil and gas projects and licences. Oh, but they just happen to have a £1.5 million donation from Dale Vince, who also funds Just Stop Oil and Extinction Rebellion. Mm. And, of course, makes millions from subsidised renewable fuels. Oh, how convenient.
Well, I mean, I have no issue with him being a Labour Party donor from his perspective. If he agrees with them, you know, the policies they're coming out with certainly would be to his liking. The issue is he's funding organisations which keep, on a very regular basis, including over the weekend, committing criminal activity, which is just winding everyone up, frankly.
And that's the thing. This is the key thing. Extinction Rebellion's Just Stop Oil do is criminal protest. And quite rightly, it is criminal. They are deliberately targeting ordinary people going about their daily lives rather than, you know, trying to sort of, you know, make a show, you know, do a campaign to sort of try and change people's views. They're just trying to bully us. They make demands, which is what really irks me.
Well, interrupting the rugby.
Yeah. Well, no, they went for, you know, your friend of mine, Chris Snowden, they went for his snooker. That's it. They're dead to him and me now. But this is the thing. I mean, I'm not a fan of people being allowed to give big donations anyway, for any party. Mm. I mean, as it was, if we hadn't had Aaron Banks helping with the Vote Leave, well, the Leave.eu campaign, Brexit, then given the amount of money that was going into the Remain campaign and all the government figures, I'm wondering if we would have won it. But generally, on principle, I want to have big money taken out. I don't want anyone being able to donate a sum that could actually in any way drive policy. There we are. Daily Telegraph. This is interesting. PM backs feminist in Oxford row over free speech. This is Rishi Sunak saying that Professor Kathleen Stock does have a right to be heard. He's urged students to engage with the academic's views, even if they disagree with her. She's due to speak at an event at the Oxford Union tonight, sort of question and answer session. The usual trans activist idiots, because they are idiots, because if you're not prepared to debate with people, you are an idiot. I'm sorry. They're claiming to be Oxford students. I mean, frankly, we would have laughed. I mean, I would have done a protest laughing at the protesters if I was still at Oxford. They don't want to hear from her because apparently what she says is so awful and she's transphobic. She's not transphobic. She's an academic. She's a thinker. And she doesn't believe, she knows that you can't change sex. And she knows that a trans woman isn't a woman. She doesn't believe it. She knows it. As I know it and as most people know it. And let's face it, Keir Starmer does as well. But I mean, the fact that she's facing, you know, she's faced death threats. She was hounded out of her original University of Sussex. She's just, you know, an interesting academic speaker going to speak at one of the top universities in the country and indeed the world. And people are saying, we can't hear what she says because it'll upset us too much. What have we become?
Well, I remember when I was at university, I went to two events that were protested against. One was Alistair Campbell, one was Anne Widdecombe. One had people outside with signs. Fine, you walk past them on the way in, looked at the sign. And the other one, the people who disagreed, I think it was with Anne Widdecombe, booked some seats and halfway through, they got up and all walked out. And it was a big chunk of people and it made a bit of a fuss and what was that? But that was it.
Idiots.
But they made their point, but they didn't disrupt. They didn't abuse.
We've made the point that we can't listen to you. Debate.
But they managed to do a protest. They didn't interrupt or harass anybody, but still made
their point. But they bought tickets and therefore they stopped other people going to the debate, which I think is unacceptable. But we are going to... I'm very excited. First time I'm getting Kathleen Stock on the show. She's going to be on the show a little bit later, just after 9 o'clock this morning. So do stay tuned for that. Daily Mirror, I lost my little boy. This must stop. This is danger dogs epidemic. I have to say, I'm getting really worried about the number of kids who are getting mauled or killed by these dogs. The Guardian, Labour to let councils buy land cheaply to tackle housing crisis. There's plenty of land. It's councils mostly stopping people building. Stop banks ripping off loyal savers. The Daily Express, big story in this Daily Star. Turns out we've been drinking all wrong. Boffs say your beer needs a mahoosive head. A pint of foam, please, barman, is what we should be asking for, rather than complaining about too much foam.
I don't think that'll catch on.
That's not going to work for you, is it? She likes her beer. She likes her beer. Plenty more to talk about with Emma Revel. Plenty more coming up on ITV. Going to be talking more, of course, about those WhatsApps. COVID inquiry. Should the government hand over all those WhatsApps? Do we have a right to know? Or do they have a right to private conversation? Love to hear your thoughts on all of that. This is Talk Breakfast.
The biggest breaking news stories. An outspoken opinion. The Breakfast Briefing with Julia Hartley-Brewer. On Talk Radio.